present Butler Golden Tornado Playoff Basketball. Tonight's broadcast can be heard on WBUT 1050 AM, online at WBUT.com, and on TribLive.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, the law firm of Dylan McCandless King, Coulter, and Graham, your local McDonald's restaurants, Keelan Dental, Conlon Tarker Attorneys at Law, Budget Blinds of Butler, Mars Bank, Attorney Jerry Polisic, Old Stonewall Golf Club, the Butler Transit Authority, and the bus. And now it's time for the pregame show. We take you live to the hardwood with the voice of the Golden Tornado, Tyler Friel.
And we bring you in live on the campus of Cannon McMillan High School for WPIO 6A quarterfinal action. It's playoff time, and we've got the Butler Golden Tornado on the air. A pleasant good afternoon, friends, and thank you for joining us on WBUT as well as the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Yes, it is playoff time. The Golden Tornado, after their win on Tuesday over Connellsville, have now prepared themselves to take on Upper St. Clair, the number 4 seed in the WPIO 6A playoffs. Tip-off just a matter of minutes away. And it should be a good one. These two teams coming in with less than 5 losses on the season each. Butler 18-4 overall, 8-2 inside section play. Upper St. Clair 19-3 overall in the season. They dominated section play at 8-2. Their only losses coming to Mount Lebanon late in the season, earlier in the season when they lost 56-46, and then they ran over Mount Lebo in their final section game of the year, 71-45. So they're coming in this game though on a loss. They lost to Fox Chapel 61-57. And I think of major note there, that loss to Fox Chapel happened back on February 8th. Upper St. Clair has not played a game in 15 days. The Golden Tornado, meanwhile, playing their last game on Tuesday. So it's either a well-rested team for Upper St. Clair, or it's going to be a rusty team. Head coach Danny Holzer hopes it is the former as opposed to the latter. It has been a very successful season for Upper St. Clair. They were the last undefeated team to go down in WPIO 6A. They started the season on a 13-0 run, highlighted by a 51-48 win over Pine Richland early in the season, and also a big win against Alderdice back on January 16, 58-51. That same Alderdice team, by the way, that took down the Golden Tornado 95-63. So obviously, this Upper St. Clair team can throw some punches. They can score. They average on the season 71 points per game and only surrender 56.1. Golden Tornado, obviously we know what their potency is offensively, 73.4 points per game. Defense has been the issue with Butler all season long. They surrender on average 66.8 points per game, so obviously a 10-point differential when we take a look at that points allowed average between both of these teams. But as we mentioned, the Golden Tornado coming off a hard-fought gutsy win on Tuesday against Connellsville, 57-48 was the final score there. Jalen Rogers scored 29 points, and tell you what, friends, I don't think any of them came with inside or outside of 5 feet from the hoop. The Golden Tornado in their 1-3-1 or whatever zone defense they tried to attack with, Connellsville was able to find some open areas underneath. Now, to the Golden Tornado's credit, I think they did a nice job in the second half limiting open shots and staying in a 2-3 defense that Connellsville was not able to figure out. So we'll see what the idea is defensively for the Golden Tornado tonight. That always seems to be the question mark of this Butler team, but nonetheless, they have advanced and find themselves in a nice position in the quarterfinals. We'll take a break and continue on with the pregame show. It's Butler and Upper St. Clair right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
With Z-Bart, it's us or rust since 1959. Z-Shield paint protection, Z-Gloss paint coating, Aquapel rain repellent, auto detailing, window tinting, rust protection, truck accessories, remote starters, and auto glass replacement. Z-Bart, located in McKeesport, is there for all matters of protecting the look and accessories to your vehicle. Learn more about the products at zbart.com, spelled Z-I-E-B-A-R-T.com. If debt and bankruptcy is something you're dealing with, Dennis Spira Law Office is here for you. Bankruptcy experts, consumer credit, and debt experts, helping people get a fresh start. Stop foreclosure or repossession. End or reduce credit card debts or resolve tax problems. Dennis Spira Law Office is open Monday through Friday. Information to reach them can be found on DennisSpira.com. That's Dennis, S-P-Y-R-A.com. Dennis Spira Law Office, a professional approach to debt solutions. You don't have to live in fear of creditors.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
The Butler Transit Authority congratulates the Butler High School boys basketball team and coaches on their great season. Your team accomplishments of working towards a mutual goal will help prepare you for life's challenges. Each team member's individual commitment to the group effort is truly what makes a team work. Working towards the common vision and focus of winning each game on the way to a championship. The Butler Transit Authority salutes the Butler High School team for their efforts and wishes them well on their quest for a championship.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Line High School Sports Network. As we mentioned, Upper St. Clair coming into the season 19-3, their overall record 8-2 inside section play, and they are led by longtime head coach Danny Holzer, now in his 24th year at the helm for the Panthers, picking up his 400th career win earlier this year. So obviously, you know you're going to need a veteran coach on the other side of the bench. And of course, for Matt Clement now, he's in his 10th year. He has been to multiple Whipple semifinals. Their last appearance in the Whipple quarterfinals was a win 2 years ago, 70-64 over Latrobe, in one of my favorite games we've had an opportunity to broadcast. Just a sheer pleasure to do. Fun up-and-down game. We could see much the same. Two teams that average over 70 points in during the course of the regular season. We could be in store for the same thing tonight. So we will get ready. Tip-off and starting lineups. On the other side of the break, you have been listening to the pregame show, and we've got Whipple's 6A playoff basketball coming up for you next right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
We're online all the time now. We're checking our email, social media, and the latest news. So that's why Keelan Dental wanted to make sure you can schedule your next appointment online too. All you have to do is visit KeelanDental.com, click on Schedule My Appointment, and you're on your way. It's that easy. And while you're there, you can meet Dr. Keelan's team and explore their new state-of-the-art facility on Newcastle Road. Keelan Dental is a proud member of the Butler community and supporter of the Golden Tornado and local youth sports. Learn more and schedule online at KeelanDental.com.
Get a better response and a better return on your investment at your next corporate or charity event by booking an outing at one of America's premier golf courses, Old Stonewall Golf Club. Located in Elwood City, just 40 minutes north of downtown Pittsburgh, Old Stonewall offers you an event you can have confidence in from start to finish. Their event prices can save you $25 to $50 per golfer, and it includes green fees, cart, use of their driving range, locker room facilities, and even a golf shop credit. For more information, visit oldstonewall.com. That's O-L-D-E, stonewall.com.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. 724-283-2200 or visit dmkcg.com.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Butler Baylor basketball right here on WBUT, Trib Live High School Sports Network. Tyler Friel with you on this Saturday afternoon. Great to have you aboard. Starting lineups being introduced right now. We'll introduce them to you as well. For the Panthers of Upper St. Clair, they'll go with the senior. He wears number 10, Luke Giesler. They'll go with the senior who wears number 13, Chris Pantelis. They will go with the senior, wears number 21, Ben Sandusky. Tanner Gensler wears number 23. He's a senior, and rounding out the starting five will be the junior, Andrew Casey, who wears number 32. For the Golden Tornado, it's the same starting five. The freshman, Devin Carney, the sophomore, Maddox Clement, the junior, Ethan Morton, the junior, Luke Patton, and the lone senior in the starting lineup, Isaiah Scribner. The Golden Tornado, the lower seed, are in the away Vegas gold uniforms with the navy blue lettering and white trim. Upper St. Clair, the home team, they are in the home whites with the red lettering and black trim. We're just about ready to go. 8 minutes on the clock. Whippeal 6A quarterfinal action starts now. Tip off won by Upper St. Clair as they move right to left. They dash to the basket and then hand it off back up top. Down to the hands of Giesler. Giesler drives, kicks out wide. Pantelis three, it's the front of the rim, does not go. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers. They kick it back out. Pantelis pumps a three, and now will drive. Gets to the low block, dishes it off to Giesler, kicks it back up top. Into the hands of Casey. Casey drives, kicks out wide. Another dash to the back, skipped by Sandusky. Long three on the way, back of the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor, pulled away by the Golden Tornado. It is Morton. Morton cutting to the middle. Kicks out wide to Clement, who then goes corner to Carney. Pumps a three, now will kick it back out to Morton, top of the wing. Swinging around, corner baseline to Luke Patton, who puts it on the deck, splits defenders, attacks the basket. A hook move on the inside, contact no call, rebound pulled down by the Panthers. Stanner Gensler with it now as Butler comes out. And it's essentially man-to-man, but Morton hanging out in the paint. It's Giesler with it now. He triggers left to Pantelis. Pantelis working his way to the middle, gets to the elbow, kicks out wide. Sandusky three on the way. That one is no good. Morton rips down the board. Working his way to the middle as the Panthers come out man-to-man. Morton looking to drive. Going to the low block. Steps back out. Kicks it to Patton. Now wide to Carney. Carney's three ball is long. That is no good. Rebound cleared by the Panthers. Chris Pantelis running the point. He triggers to the right corner to Sandusky. Back up top to Pantelis, who is guarded by Carney. Stands on the logo. Kicks to his left. Luke Giesler has it, and we've got a foul away from the ball. It looks like they're going to get it on Isaiah Scribner. The officials for tonight, Quinn McGuire, Kyle Stewart, and Elliot Adamdovich. It is indeed against Scribner. He picks up his first. It's our first foul tonight. Gensler to inbound, corner, and then up to the elbow to Sandusky. Puts it on the deck and then bounces it back up top to Tanner Gensler. His younger brother, Luke, normally a part of the starting five, apparently dealing with an ankle injury as Gensler drives. His layup is way long, but it falls right into the hands of a Panther. They kick it back out to Pantelis. He drives. Scoop layup is up and in. The seal is broken. The Panthers are on the board. 2-0. Upper St. Clair leads. 6:12 to go. Patton racing down the floor. Spin move getting to the low block, trying to attack. Kicks corner to Carney. Carney pumps a three. Now steps back and fires it. Off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound fought for, and Upper St. Clair steps out of bounds. Nice hustle by Maddox Clement to force the issue, which means the Golden Tornado will get it back. 6:01 to go, 2-0, Upper St. Clair leads. Luke Patton to inbound as the Golden Tornado move left to right on your radio dial. Patton tosses it into the backcourt, and Morton will snatch it. He is guarded tightly by Pantelis. Bounces up top to Patton, and they steal it from behind. Ball loose on the floor, but they get Patton for an arm foul. Golden Tornado bench looking for a foul. They thought maybe someone came in and reached on Patton, but instead they call it a strip, and the Golden Tornado pick up their second foul. 5:52 to go, 2-0, Upper St. Clair leads. It's Chris Pantelis triggering to his left to Luke Giesler. Giesler puts it on the deck, looking to drive, gets to the elbow, going to Sandusky. Actually, instead, he opts to go to Andrew Casey. Swings it back up top to Pantelis, guarded by Carney. Lobs it to the right, puts it on the floor, looking to drive, then hands off to Sandusky. Sandusky behind the back to the low block, drives the lane, layup up and in. 4-0, Upper St. Clair. Now the Panthers show full court pressure. Golden Tornado are able to beat it. They go to Scribner, open underneath, scoop layup, hangs on the front of the rim, but does not go. Rebound Upper St. Clair. Now here come the Panthers quickly with it. Bounce pass underneath, tipped off. No, not tipped off a Golden Tornado defender. They're going to give it to Butler. Oh, hold on. We've got an official coming in. I think they're going to correct this call. And indeed, they do say a Butler defender got a hand on it, which means Upper St. Clair will keep the ball and inbound on the baseline. 4-0 they lead, 5-10 to go in the first. Ball inbounded underneath. Sandusky fighting through traffic. Layup up and in. Upper St. Clair starts the game on a 6-0 run. Butler looking for points with 5 minutes to go in the first. Double team on Morton in the corner. Patton will drive the lane. Scoop layup up and in. It's Luke Patton as the first scorer tonight for the Golden Tornado. Panthers moving quickly. Sandusky driving. Layup rejected from behind by Morton. He gets his own rebound, though, and now records his 6 points as he gets an easy layup. 8-2. Upper St. Clair in front. Patton with it now, top of the key, looking to drive. Kicks out wide to Carney. Carney now will drive. Dish a pass off to Scribner. Scribner on the low block, kicks it out to a wide open Luke Patton. Three ball on the way, and good. 8-5 the score. Upper St. Clair in front, and here come the Panthers. Sandusky left side wing, goes back up top, and now corner to Sandusky. Open three, front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Upper St. Clair again. Driving is Luke Kiesler with an open layup. The Upper St. Clair Panthers dominating the boards. They lead 10-5 with 4:10 to go. Carney with it, left side wing, underneath to a wide open Scribner with a two-handed slam. 10-7. Upper St. Clair leads, 4:02 to go in the first. Pantelis triggers right to Sandusky. Crossover move back up top to Pantelis. He will now dish it off to Giesler. Giesler looking to drive, layup up and in. Easy look so far tonight for Upper St. Clair, just rushing to the basket. 12-7, Panthers in front. Now here comes Carney with it the other way. The freshman kicks out to Clement. Clement will then hand it back off to Carney. Now into the hands of Ethan Morton, 3:36 to go. Morton held scoreless so far, drives, kicks underneath to Scribner. Outside to Patton, three ball on the way. Front of the rim does not go. Rebound, though, pulled down by Carney. However, his pass is intercepted, and here comes Upper St. Clair. It is Pantelis, left side wing, looking to rush to the basket. His layup through contact, no call, is no good, but another offensive board for the Panthers. Ball loose on the floor, and Scribner will come away with it. We've got a foul, and it looks like it will be against Upper St. Clair. Indeed, it is. They're going to get Andrew Casey, his first, and also the first against the Panthers. Ethan Dahlem into this game, along with David Pantelis. Golden Tornado inbound, bring it up the floor. It's Devin Carney with it with 3:05 to go. Butler trailing by five. Carney picks up his dribble in trouble. Now finds a wide open Luke Patton underneath, and Patton off to a heck of a start. He's got 7 points. Golden Tornado trailing by three. Gensler, Tanner that is, Tanner Gensler with it in the corner, guarded by Scribner, trying to go baseline, not there. Kicks it back up top to Sandusky, looking underneath, nothing there. He'll just trot it back out and hand it off to Chris Pantelis. Pantelis with the high screen, launches a three, back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Maddox Clement. Clement will then throw it away, was trying to get it to Ethan Morton. I think he was looking for a foul, but no call, and so a turnover by the Golden Tornado, and Upper St. Clair will get the ball back. 12-9 the score, 2:31 to go in the first. It's Ethan Dahlem with it now, top of the key, rolling to his left. Still working with it up top, and now will trigger left. To Pantelis, corner to Sandusky. Skip pass across to Ethan Dahlem. Open three, no good. Rebound, Luke Patton. Patton will hand it off to Ethan Morton. 2:05 to go here in the first. Morton working right side between the legs, trying to go middle. Double team, picks up his dribble, kicks it off to Clement, who then just hands it right back off to Morton. Morton looking to drive. Jumper from the elbow, front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Upper St. Clair. So far, the junior held scoreless in the first 6 minutes of play. Panthers with it quickly the other way. It is Pantelis bouncing it up top to Dahlem. Dahlem has some trouble with it, and now will get it under control and bounce it underneath to Sandusky. Sandusky layup up and in. Then Sandusky with 8 points here in the early goings. Upper St. Clair leads 14-9. 1:30 to go in the first. Morton guarded tightly by Chris Pantelis. He's done a nice job here so far tonight. Crossover move. Three ball up, and he buried it. 14-12, Golden Tornado trailing Upper St. Clair, 1:15 to go in the first. It's Ethan Dahlem with it, top of the key, triggers to his right, Sandusky with a three, front of the rim, no good, rebound, knocked around, and we've got a foul against the Panthers. They're going to say Ethan Dahlem came in and knocked Luke Patton to the ground. So the first against Dahlem, the second against Upper St. Clair, and we'll see Mason Montag for the first time tonight as he replaces Isaiah Scribner, who exits the game with a foul and 2 points. 1:05 to go, 14-12, Upper St. Clair in front. Full court, man-to-man pressure from the Panthers. Carney working against Pantelis of the David variety will now trigger to his left to Ethan Morton. Morton looking to drive, gets to the elbow underneath to Montag, corner to Carney, and Carney will be called for a travel. Shuffled his feet before he took off, and we've seen that happen a few times this year with Devin Carney, just puts the cart before the horse, and a turnover for the Golden Tornado. 2 points, so Butler trails, 14-12, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's been fun up and down action so far. Butler now moving to a 2-3 zone. And the ball is kicked. I thought maybe Maddox got in there, but instead he extended the leg. It was off the toss by Luke Gensler. Again, normally a part of the starting five for Danny Holzer, however, apparently dealing with an ankle injury. Luke Giesler, part of the starting five, he will check into this game for David Pantelis. 2-3, Butler staying in the zone. 35 seconds to go in the first. Entry pass is stolen. Morton with it the other way. One on one. Send it in, Ethan Morton, with a two-handed slam. 14-14, tie ball game. And here come the Panthers quickly with it the other way. Golden Tornado get a hand on it, but it falls right into the hands of Tanner Gensler. Working underneath. And we've got contact, no call, layup miss. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Tornado with 12 seconds to go. Morton racing, and he draws the foul, as well as some extracurricular activity after the whistle. Chris Pantelis charged with the foul, his first. It will be the third against the Panthers. Sandusky into the game along with Ethan Dahlem for the Panthers. 9.6 officially left on the clock in the first. Morton with the ball. Luke Giesler to guard. Morton, step back jumper at the buzzer, and he got it! My goodness, what a shot by Ethan Morton. And he gives the Golden Tornado a lead. 16-14 the score after one. We'll be back. Butler basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Stans Transmission, specializing in transmission maintenance and repair on any make and all models. Engine and differential rebuilding, inspections, emissions, towing, tire, and brake repairs. All transmission rebuilds are guaranteed at 24 months and 24,000 miles, or at 3 years and 100,000 miles. 62 years of experience. They honor all aftermarket warranties. Stans Transmission is open Monday through Saturday, located in North Versailles. Stans Transmission, we're with you every mile.
Golden Tornado in front, 16-14 after the first quarter, and they will begin the second quarter with the ball. We'll also see the emergence of Zach Slomers off the bench for the Golden Tornado. Carney's with it now. Top of the key, man-to-man for Upper St. Clair. Triggers to Patton, back to Carney. They go underneath to Morton. Morton on the low block, working through defenders, skips it up top to Slomers, corner to Montag. Montag will drive, left-handed layup, up and in. Golden Tornado lead by four. It's 18-14. Chris Pantelis, top of the key. Hands it off to Luke Giesler. Again, Butler staying in there. Matchup man-to-man of sorts. Matchup zone, because Morton's just hanging out on the inside. Giesler will drive, runs into two awaiting Golden Tornado arms and throws it away. It was Patton and Morton, of course, with their long reach. Not easy to throw it around. And so he tossed it out of bounds. Golden Tornado will get the ball back. We'll see Maddox Clement come in for Zach Slomers. After his 45 seconds of work. Full court pressure, two men on Morton. He just triggers it up to Devin Carney. Carney now working left side wing, pumps a pass, and then hands it off to Ethan Morton. Guarded tightly by Chris Pantelis, one foul. They go up top to Patton, and Patton will draw the foul as it looked like it was Andrew Casey who came from behind and got him on the arm. Indeed, that's the case. So it will be the second against Casey, and it will be the fourth of the half against Upper St. Clair. Luke Patton to inbound, and he just tosses it in deep to Morton, who picks it up in the backcourt, still guarded tightly by Pantelis. High screen from Clement, double team. Morton works around it. To the low block, has it stripped away, but is able to get it back and skip a corner to Montag. Fires a three! Front of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and pulled down by Tanner Gensler. He outlets it to Luke Giesler. Giesler driving underneath to Sandusky on the low block. Picked up by Patton, kicked up top. Now a three from Upper St. Clair is good. It is Tanner Gensler getting the Panthers on the board in the second. 18-17, Golden Tornado in front. Carney drives, and we've got a foul. That's a block against the Panthers. Charge to Luke Giesler, his first, and the fifth against Upper St. Clair. Scribner back into this ball, lobs it in to Morton. Morton, top of the key, looking to drive left. Now he'll step back, jumper up. Morton, game to play today, my friends. 20-17, the Golden Tornado in front. Triggered right to Giesler. On the wing, goes up top to Gensler. Tanner Gensler tosses it back up. Sir, three ball, back of the rim, no good. Great position by Maddox Clement to come down with the board. Hands it off to Morton. Morton behind the back, top of the key, high screen from Scribner. Kicks corner to Carney. Carney now launches a three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and pulled down by Gensler, but Clement is there to rip it away. However, it goes out of bounds. Nice effort from the sophomore Maddox Clement. And we saw that in the Connellsville game, Maddox Clement playing with a little bit more energy. I don't want to say than we normally see, but banging for rebounds underneath, and he's bringing the same intensity here in the second round. Triggered left to Giesler. Giesler will go up top, and Isaiah Scribner will commit the foul. It will be his second, and so Matt Clement will get him out of this ballgame. It'll be the third against the Golden Tornado, and Mason Montag will come back in. Ball's lobbed in deep to Luke Gensler, who was guarded by Maddox Clement. Crossover move by Gensler. Top of the key, but Maddox Clement is able to recover. Wing side into the hands of Tanner Gensler. Gensler will pump and then toss it to Pantelis. Pantelis, crossover move, looking to drive right side. Good D by Butler. He's able to get a pass off to Giesler on the wing. Three ball up, but it does not go. Morton pulls down the board. He now races up the floor. The Golden Tornado with an advantage. Morton slices between defenders, circles around, loses the ball. It's on the floor, and let's see if we get a jump ball or a timeout. They're going to say it's a held ball, and so the Panthers will get the ball back. Give credit to the remaining two defenders that were back on defense for Upper St. Clair. They were able to stop a wave of golden jerseys and get the ball back. And Butler does lead 20-17 with 5 minutes to go in the second. Triggered right to Sandusky. Sandusky on the wing, puts it back on the floor to get it over to Gensler, Luke Gensler, that is. Now Giesler with the top of the key inside to Sandusky. Pumped back out to Giesler. He drives, layup up, no good. Nice box out by Patton. He clears the board. Here comes Morton with it. His pass is tipped and intercepted. Giesler comes away with it. He was trying to go to Carney on the wing. Not there. Now the Panthers push the floor. It's Tanner Gensler driving baseline. He loses the ball. It's loose on the floor. And we're going to get a push foul against Luke Patton. And that will be his second. Will be the fourth against the Golden Tornado. And that means we're going to see Charlie Cranebacher come into this game for the Golden Tornado. David Pantelis in for Upper St. Clair. Charlie Cranebacher in for the Golden Tornado. 4:33 to go. Butler up 20-17. Inbounded to Tanner Gensler, up top to Sandusky. He drives to the paint, leaves it for Gensler. It's now loose on the floor, still being fought for. Rounded around, and Clement comes away with it. Dishes it off to Morton, and Morton faces a double team, trying to work through it. at the baseline, and Golden Tornado are going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Butler leading 20-17 with 4:15 to go in the second. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT, the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
It's home show time, and Mars Bank has two great home show specials. To make your home improvement dreams come true, right now get a Mars Bank home equity loan for as low as 3.79% APR. That's as low as 3.79% APR. Don't own a home? Register for one of our five free first-time homebuyer events. Learn about grants you can use toward your down payment. Learn more at marsbank.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Mars Bank MLS number 594084.
After 30 points in the first quarter, we've been limited to just 7 total points here in the second. 4:15 to go. Butler leading 20-17. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network. Golden Tornado coming out of the timeout with the same five that were out there earlier after Morton was double-teamed at the half-court line and Matt Clement opting to take the timeout. Clement lobs it in deep to Ethan Morton, who is being guarded by Chris Pantels, who's done that duty all night. All day, I should say. It is afternoon. Crossover move by Morton. Driving to the low block. Skips it out wide to Montag. Three ball on the way. Halfway down. It does not go. Rebound fought for off the Panthers. And the Golden Tornado get it back thanks to the hustle of Charlie Cranebacher. And so the Golden Tornado will inbound underneath. 4 minutes flat to go in the half. Morton to inbound. Looking, still looking, needs to get it in. They go low block to Charlie Cranebacher, who draws a foul. Committed by Ben Sandusky, his first. It will be the 16th foul against the Panthers. Andrew Casey back into this ballgame. Casey had two fouls in the first quarter, and so Danny Holzer opting to pull him out, and now will re-enter the junior. Ball inbounded to Clement. Clement spin move on the wing, and then we'll dish it off to Ethan Morton. Morton working through a double team, now picked up sheer one-on-one by Pantelis. Three ball doesn't go. Clement there with the rebound. In the putback, 22-17, Golden Tornado in front. Panthers quickly up the floor. It's David Pantelis in the corner. High post pass to Sandusky. He kicks it out wide. Three ball on the way from Casey. That one does not go, and Carney comes away with a rebound. He now outlets it to Ethan Morton. Morton will dish it right back to Carney as Butler breaks up the floor quickly. Corner to Montag, up top to Morton, and we're going to get an offensive foul as when Montag released the pass, I believe it was Tanner Gensler there to take the charge. Heads up play by the senior. First foul against Montag, the fifth against the Golden Tornado. 3:25 to go, Butler leading 22-17. Chris Pantelis running the point for the Panthers. He triggers left to David Pantelis. Corner to Casey, back up top to Pantelis. They go now opposite corner to Giesler, who swings it up top to Pantelis. Drives, kicks out wide. Tanner Gensler has it, driving on the baseline, dishes it, and a loose ball was able to be recovered by Upper St. Clair. Now they drive and kick out wide. Chris Pantelis, three is good. 5 points tonight for Chris Pantelis, 22-20. Butler leads, 2:53 to go in the first half. Carney with a transition three, and he buried it. The freshman on the board, 25-20. Butler in front. Pantelis running the point. Entry pass against the 2-3 defense for the Golden Tornado. They go low block to Gensler. His shot is rejected and pulled away by Cranebacher. We get a held ball, and the arrow goes to the Golden Tornado. The Golden Tornado bench wanting a foul. Instead, they will opt for a jump ball. Butler would be in the bonus. 16 fouls for Upper St. Clair. 2:35 to go in the first half. 25-20. Butler leads. Full court man-to-man pressure from Upper St. Clair. Morton with it now, guarded by Pantelis, well in the backcourt. Now will charge up to his left. Drive the lane, kick out wide to Clement. Open three. Halfway down, does not go. Rebound knocked around, still being fought for. The Panthers come away with it. They feed it up to Gensler. Gensler on the low block, guarded by Morton. Loses it, dishes it, and David Pantelis misses the layup but draws the foul, and so he will go to the line to shoot a pair. Devin Carney called for the foul. His first, six against the Golden Tornado. David Pantels to shoot two. Actually, our first free throws today. With 2:14 to go in the first half. The lefty, David Pantelis, fires it, and he buries it. 25-21, Butler leads. Here comes the second from Pantelis. Takes his time at the line. It is up. That one is no good, and Morton comes away with the rebound. Triggers left to Carney. Carney now will sprint up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Works middle. Kicks out wide to Clement. Dishes it back up top to Devin Carney with 2:04 to go in the second. Carney looking to drive. Kicks corner to Kranebacher. Kranebacher feeds it back up top to Clement, who puts it on the deck. Works to his left. Floats a pass to Morton. Nearly intercepted, but Morton comes away with it. Corner pass to Carney. Open three, and he buried it. Devin Carney with 6 points and giving the Golden Tornado a touchdown lead. Here come the Panthers quickly in transition, and a nice move by Pantelis on the baseline. His pass, though, is not caught, but saved as it gets to the half-court line. Panthers recover. Three ball being launched by Tanner Gensler, and he responds. 6 points for Tanner Gensler, 28-24. Butler in front, 1:30 to go. Morton looking to drive. Crossover move. Elbow kicks corner to Montag, who then throws it right back up to Morton. Long three, and he caught it. My goodness, Ethan Morton with 12 points tonight, 31-24. Golden Tornado in front, 1:10 to go. Triggered right to Gensler. Long three, and he got it! Teams exchanging threes, 31-27. Morton racing up the floor, and we've got a blocking foul. And that will send Morton to the line to shoot the one and one. And we've seen this before. Morton is one of the best point guards I've seen at drawing contact in the open floor. It happens more often than not. The defense, and I think he has a subtle way of almost wrapping his arm around the defender. Could be an offensive foul. It's never called. He's mastered that art. And that will now be the second foul against Chris Pantelis, and that will send Morton to the line to shoot the one and one, as Butler leads by four with just over a minute to go in the half. The first one is up by Ethan, and it is good. To 27. 5-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Here comes the second for Ethan. That one is good as well. 33-27, 6-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Here come the Panthers. Driving the lane is Giesler. He dishes it out wide to Gensler. Luke Gensler, that is. High post, Sandusky. Sandusky spin move on the inside. Kicks corner to Giesler. Launches a three, and he buried it. Five threes in the corner for Upper St. Clair, and they trail by three. It's 33-30. Morton with the ball, guarded by Pantelis. Kicks left to Carney, open three, and he got it! 9 points in the corner. Quarter for Devin Carney. Butler leading by six, 36-30, 23 seconds to go. Panthers quickly with it in transition. Bounce pass underneath to Sandusky, and he finishes with a layup. 10 points for Ben Sandusky. 15 seconds to go. Butler leading by four, and now we'll play for last shot. It's in the hands of Morton. Top of the key at the logo. 7 seconds to go. Works to his left. Spin move. Double team. Loses it. Upper St. Clair will launch it at the buzzer. Hits the front of the rim and does not go. And the Golden Tornado take a lead into the half. 36-32. We'll recap it next right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
The 11-time county champion Butler Mock Trial Team extends their best wishes to the Butler boys basketball team on their quest for a WPIAL championship. Congratulations to the team for a great season. Sponsored by the law firm of Boyer, Polisic & Eberle and attorney Jerry V. Polisic.
Your complete door experience starts here with Slack Garage Door. Steel garage doors offer safety, durability, energy efficiency, and low maintenance. Slack Garage Door is a full-service garage door company providing garage door service and repair since 1951. Slack Garage Door offers a 5-year labor warranty and are good for residential, commercial, or industrial. Slack Garage Door is open Monday through Friday and on the web at slackgaragedoor.com.